This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. President Trump hosts NATO's leader at the White House today as the alliance celebrates its 70th anniversary. VOA's Cindy Sain reports.
President Donald Trump made his views on NATO clear during the presidential campaign, shocking many on both sides of the Atlantic.
Let me tell you, NATO is obsolete.
Most U.S. foreign policy experts, including Mark Simakowski, say NATO is one of the most successful military alliances in history and is far from obsolete.
It has showcased an ability to adapt to change in the past, from dealing with the resurgent Russia to managing crisis in the south of NATO's flank, to as well dealing with issues like cyber. So NATO is adapting and allies are spending more on defense.
Cindy Sain, VOA News, the State Department.
Britain is no nearer to resolving the chaos surrounding its departure from the European Union. AP's Michelle Hennessy reports.
British lawmakers failed again on Monday to break through the Brexit deadlock, pushing the country's impending departure from the EU deeper into chaos.
The no's have it. The no's have it. The no's have it. The no's have it.
In Monday's vote, lawmakers voted on four last-minute options for Brexit, and all were defeated. MPs have now failed to find their own solution on how exactly Britain should Brexit twice and have voted down the Prime Minister's proposal three times. Brexit Minister Stephen Barclay says Britain now risks crashing out of the EU without a deal.
That's AP's Michelle Hennessy. For all the news around the clock, please visit us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The United Nations says climate change, conflict, and economic instability created acute food insecurity for more than 100 million people around the globe last year. In its annual Global Report on Food Crises, the UN found 53 nations suffering from a shortage of food. A whistleblower from inside the White House says senior Trump administration officials granted national security clearances to at least 25 people that government reviewers had rejected for an array of concerns. AP's Jackie Quinn reports.
Congressman Elijah Cummings, who chairs the House Oversight Committee, says he'll authorize a subpoena for the former White House Personnel Security Director, Carl Klein. Klein was supervisor over Tricia Newbold, who's compiled a list of at least 25 officials who were initially denied security clearances last year, but then had those denials overturned by senior administration officials. Issues included things like drug use, criminal conduct, and conflicts of interest. The top Republican on the House Oversight Committee, Jim Jordan, says this investigation is a partisan attack. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
New Zealand lawmakers have taken the first step in approving new gun restrictions. This follows the recent deadly mass shootings at two mosques. The legislation bans military-style semi-automatic rifles and automatic assault rifles like the weapons used in the March 15th attack on two mosques in Christchurch that left 50 worshippers dead. The bill passed overwhelmingly on its first read. Algeria's President Abdelaziz Bouteflika will resign before his mandate ends on April 28th. Reuters' Anna Bevin reports.
Algerian President Abdelaziz Bouteflika will resign before his mandate ends on April 28th, state news agency APS said Monday. This after more than a month of mass protests in the country and army pressure seeking an end to Bouteflika's 20-year rule. Last month, in a move to defuse unrest, Bouteflika said he was dropping plans to run for a fifth term, but stopped short of leaving immediately.
That's Reuters' Anna Bevin reporting. Boeing and the FAA say more time is needed for a software fix for the troubled 737 MAX airliner. AP's Mike Rossia reports.
Boeing and U.S. aviation administrators are indicating more time will be needed to finish changes to a flight control system on the 737 MAX airliners. Boeing was expected to complete the work last week, but an FAA spokesman said Monday the company needs more time to make sure all issues were identified and addressed. The MAX aircraft were grounded around the world in mid-March, following the March 10th crash of an Ethiopian Airlines MAX 8 jet shortly after takeoff.
And from Washington, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.